Dr. Krupke, one of the organizers of the Shir, has the art site for his father today, so we dedicate the learning his memory. Menashe Reb Shlomo Yitzchak. The first Mishnah in Chelek, the Gemara says, was formulated by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, among whom they were Nevi'im, so they said, but who doesn't have a Chelek Olam Habo? And then the Gemara is demonstrating from the Pesukim. So the Mishnah says that there were three kings in Tanakh. Michutl Tanakh, a lot of people don't have a Chelek in Olam Habo. So just concentrating on the Tanakh. So there are three Malachim and four non-Malachim, four Had Yoytas. Who are these four Had Yoytas? So the Gemara Kufayim and Allah says, the Abu Had Yoytas, they're famous people. They're not Had Yoytas, who we would call, but they're not kings. So the four are Bilam, and the other Nachrim can have a Chelek Olam Habo, but Bilam not. And so the Gemara says, Doeg Radoni, Achitayfel, and Gechazi. Doeg, Achitayfel, and Gechazi were all Jewish. So the Gemara is discussing Barichas, each one of these characters. So we left off on Kuvav on the base. The Gemara speaks about Doeg Ladoni. So the Gemara quoted the pasuk from Tehillim, five lines from the top. The Gemara quotes the pasuk: "Anshi domim imirma layechti meim ani eptach bo." So imeshin asein b'hem shifim shana. So chatzi yomav is 35. That's the halacha we mentioned last week, that Rosh Neisav, the deal of the Rosh Neisav, even a person wasn't Hedi Shtei Tzairis, it becomes a Gadol, becomes a Bar Mitzvah. So that's our Pidin status. Reaching the age of 35 is called Rosh Neisav. So the Gemara says that Rosh Neisav is what the Pasuk is referring to. Anshi Damim Nimim, or Yachti Meim, they'll die before the age of 35. So the Gemara says they have a historical tradition that Bilam HaRosha died at such a young age, before he reached the age of 35. Then on the bottom of the Yom, the Gemara says also, five lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Yechon Doeg, four lines from the bottom, Doeg, Vachetayf HaLachot Yimein, Tanya Nachmiach, Anshadamim Mim, Vayas Yimein, Doeg and Atachetayf HaLachot, they died before the age of 35. They lived a very short life. David HaMelech lived in Gan for 70 years, and Doeg HaDoni gave him a hard time on the Shaul kingdom. When they were considering appointing David as the Melech, so Doeg HaDoni raised the money and the Rebamis in terms of Sukkim and Tanakh. Doeg HaDoni raised the issue, maybe Dovin HaMelech is not only not right to be a Melech, he's not right love of the Kohol. Because if he's descended from Rus HaMayaviyah, until the Halacha was established, Mayavi, Loi Mayaviyah. So he gave Dovin HaMelech a hard time when he was a young man. He didn't live so long. Dovin HaMelech didn't live so long. He only lived to the age of 70. But Doeg HaDoni died before the age of 35, according to the tradition of the Gemara. Achitayfel gave him a hard time, and he was an older person. But the Gemara says on the bottom of the Amud, he probably never joined up together to gang up against David HaMelech. The Mashmois is, that's how the Mephoshim understand the Gemara. If Doeg plus Achitayfel wouldn't join together, each one was a super genius, each one was a Goyin Adir. The Gemara says, well, both Goyin and Adirim, they knew how to learn, and they could put everybody to shame. So the Gemara is Mashma, that if they would have joined together, they would have given David HaMelech such a gehak to tzar, he wouldn't be able to deal with it. But they weren't at the same time. The Gemara says that Nisamala Rosezer, five lines from the bottom of the Gemara says, Amrab Yechon and Doeg Vachitefel Rosezer. Doeg was in Neshol, Achitefel was in Neidob, and each one died at the age of 33, 34. So they didn't overlap. So here the Gemara has a discussion about this Doeg HaDoimi. So the Gemara says, Doeg HaDoimi was such a big Talmud Chacham. Here the Gemara quotes that 15 lines from the top of Kuvav on the base. Matas hal bero hagibar chesed keel kol ayoni. Amal hakadosh baruch hu doeg. What's going on? Vagiba batar ato. It's such a big talmud chacham. How did it happen that you sin? The Gemara in Saito assumes that limud hatorah is negin on people that they shouldn't sin. Mar says that Kinar mitzvah the Torah, or Mar quotes the pasuk Kinar mitzvah the Torah, that when a person does a mitzvah, it's like a candle, like an air. When a person lights it, that's like a torch. So whenever a person does a mitzvah, it gives a little bit of illumination. Like we live in a cheshka toil mazeh. Pasuk says Bachinashi toshes cheshet lihi loyla. Voice my chai toyar. So the Gemara says in Bav Nitzia toshes cheshet lihi loyla. Zeh hoel mazeh shedon lo loyla. Very dark. It's hard to figure out what's a mitzvah, what's an averus. There's such chiluk today is about everything. These people hold it's a mitzvah. These people hold it's an averus. I'm saying you don't know whether you're coming or going. So the Torah gives us the Torah gives us an illumination. So if a person does a mitzvah, he gives a little bit of an illumination. See, their mitzvah, like lighting a little candle, gives a little illumination. Doesn't last for too long. Candle lasts how long? Hanukkah candle lasts 40 minutes. Shabbat candle lasts for 4 hours, okay? And a torch lasts for much longer. So the mitzvah gives a little illumination, doesn't last too long. And the Torah gives greater degree of illumination, and it lasts even longer. In Medishvek Akasha, there's another pasuk that says, Ne'er l'ragli d'varecha v'orl n'sivati. It describes even a Torah as a ne'er. Even a Torah is a candle. So it's an astira. Here the pasuk says, Kinam mitzvah the Torah or. Performing a mitzvah is like a candle, but learning Torah is like a torch. And here the other pasuk says, Ne'er l'ragli d'varecha. That Liman Torah is like a candle, the astira. So the Medrash, the Alka Shemani, says on that pasuk, no, this pasuk yes, it says, Ne'er l'ragli d'varecha v'or n'sivati. Learning Torah is sometimes a candle, and sometimes a torch, depends. So the Alka Shemani says, what a bacha sits down, he comes into the Beis Midrash, sits down, he learns one day, so he already has the full illumination, he knows color, he knows the whole hashkafah, yahadus, on everything. And on birth control, and on the disarmament, and on the peace with the Arabs, and everything. Yeah. No, when a person starts to learn, so the Medrash says the learning is also like a candle. But then the Medrash has a lashon when he starts to learn a little bit, then kol hashorim nitzachim. When he starts to learn, one thing leads to another thing leads to another, and all of the gates start opening up. And then when he knows a lot of Torah, then it's ne'er l'ragli d'varecha, learning Torah starts off as a ne'er, like a candle, or the nesivasi later on, the lumen haTorah develops into a torch. It's not from day number one, it's going to be a torch. So in that sugya in Saito, the Gemara talks about if the woman has a schus, that the schus is Torah. So the Gemara says, what's the schus that's going to be Torah? The schus of Liman HaTorah, the schus of Mitzvah. So how did she ever fall into the trap of doing that there in the first place? That she became a Saito, and she needs the schus to be Torah, that she shouldn't die right away, she should live about a year or two or three or whatever. The Gemara has a whole discussion over there that Mitzvah, and Liman HaTorah, that Liman HaTorah is more illumination, more He'orah, it illuminates more than Mitzvah. And then the Gemara says that Megan also. The Gemara says when a person fulfills a Mitzvah, the Shmiras HaMitzvah is Megan on the person, it protects him, that he shouldn't sit, it gives him more Yirah Shamayim. And when a person learns Torah, that's more of a protection. It gives him more of a Chizuk, more Yirah Shamayim. So the Gemara says that Liman HaTorah, of course the Gemara is going to say like that. That's tradition. That Liman HaTorah is Megan, Bidna the Asit Bey, Afina Bidna the Loy Asit Bey, even when he's not learning his name. The Gemara says, Akakasha, how can it be? The Gemara says, Doeg Vachi Teufel. There was such Goinim Adirim. There was such outstanding Talmid HaChachamim. Here the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, on the wide line. On Kuvav, on the base, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk here, the third wide line, the fourth wide line. Fourth wide line on the dot. Aye Seifer, Aye Sheikel, Aye Seifer is Hamigdomi. Aye, this is a Hefted on Doeg Ledoni. Aye Seifer Kolos Yeshabatero. The Doeg Ledoni was like they called the Rishonim Laman, the Gemara's Inquisition, Lamaniku Rishonim Sofrim, because Shesoko Kolos Yeshabatero. They knew how to count every single letter in the Hamishu Chemishu Torah. They knew everything Mali Chosra. This Doeg Ledoni knew all of Chumash Balte. He knew what Mali was Chosra. That's what it says in the Hefted. Aye Sheikel. He knew how to weigh with his hands. He didn't need a scale. He could weigh with his hands a kal v'chomer. You have to determine, is this kal and that chomer, or is this chomer, or is this chomer and that kal? You have to know how to learn very well. You have to know all of the chumers and the kulas. Right? How did the first Mishnah Baba Kama show go on Mabah? You have to be done. Can be done one for the other. This has a chumer, that has a chumer. You have to weigh and measure one chumer against the other till you juggle around till you determine what's the kal. What's the chumer? He knew how to weigh. Aye Shoytel. He knew how to weigh the kal v'chomer to determine what's kal and what's chomer. Aye Sefer is Hamigdolin. He knew all the shlosh meyot halachas sukkas the migdol haparech bo avir. This Doeg Ledoni was such a goyim. He knew 300 halachas sukkas regarding migdol haparech bo avir. What exactly is migdol haparech bo avir? Nobody knows. The Rashi has four pshatim. Rashi has four pshatim. That's amazing. The Rashi on the top of the second column. The first shot in Rashi, Migdal HaParech Ba'avir, sounds like it's something Alpi Kabbalah. The Tago Yonah Shalamayla Min Alamin, that's Nimak Fufa Lamata, had 300 explanations. Migdal HaParech Ba'avir is just a Malitza, that that refers to the top of the lamu, the tip of the lamu that's on top that hangs down. Tagel yaino, that's the mat kufal amata. Why does it hang down? Some kind of a kabbalah topic. That's Lashon Marav Rabin Tiashmur. That's the first time. Lashon Achen Rashi has a second shot. He knew 300 halachas migdal haperech ba'avir. It's hanichnas leretzam and b'shida teva migdalim hutamei in love. It's a din of oil zoruk. If they carry a person, let's say, he's riding in a bus, or riding in an automobile, or riding in an airplane. So when the airplane is taxiing on the ground, that's one kind of oil zoruk. When the airplane is flying in the air, it's even further oil zoruk. Places has rice, it's two different kinds of oil zoruk. And there is, so he knew how to learn Solo, he knew 300. We don't have, in Gemara, it doesn't have 300 halach. You have a Taisus with a Mishnah Melach, with a Rambam, it's not 300. He knew 300 halachas, according to the second Shantarash, and Migdal HaParech Ba'avi, regarding these details in the din of Oihol Zoro. It's a Gemara in Erez and Daphla, and all the Gemara. Gitzma, the first track has it that Anichmas Eretzamim, there's a Tumas Eretzamim in Midir Abana that was instituted way later, not in the days of Doig Radoig. That was instituted in the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos in the first parish. When the Tanoim instituted this Gzeir of Hanichnas L'Eretzamin, that Eretzamin is probably like a cemetery. You had it in the first parish, and that's hey. That Chutzlor, that coin is not permitted to go to Chutzlor, and if he was born in Chutzlor, you have to leave. That's an end of day. So it's like a cemetery, as a din of a cemetery in the Rabban. So what's the din? If they take the person, the coin, or they take whoever it is, in a sheet, a table, migdal, in a room that's completely enclosed, and then they take him back into Eretz Yisrael. Is he Tommy? Is he not Tommy? What is the dinim of oil zor? So that's the second shot in Rashi. Third shot in Rashi is something to do with kishuv. Loshen Acher, the third shot, very unusual. The Rashi writes, she writes four pshatim. Once in a while you have a thesis that has four pshatim. But Rashi writes four pshatim. Very unusual. Loshen Acher, another third shot is, Gimel Neil Talach is the Migdal HaParech Ba'avi Lassus Kishuv. They could somehow succeed in suspending a migdal between the sky and the earth. So he knew 300 details within kishuv. Okay. And it's important for Rabbanim to know kishuv. The Gemara says you can only appoint as members of the Sanhedrin people who know all the tricks of kishuv because they have to know when is the fellow chayv nisa, when is he not chayv nisa. As Rashi quotes in the Mishnah Daf Samach, where is it? Daf Samach Esam and Allah. That it says, the Tiat Kishu, and if he's Eichis in 29, he just fools the people into believing that he did something that's not really Kishu, you're not Chayim Nisa, that's a different Nisa of Loisa Einenu, Eichis in 29. But if he actually Osa Maisa, if he uses black magic and really accomplishes something, Osa Maisa, then you are Chayim Nisa. So this, Doik Haidon, he knew 300 details in the Kishu. And then Rashi gives the fourth shot, Ulamari Nira, first shot was also Loshim Mori Barabi. It's the fourth shot, he says, well, very near it. The Rebbe thinks, oh, he got in the Shlosh Meir, Allah is mat, not Migdal HaPareach Bo Avir. No. The Migdal HaOymed Bo Avir, and that's the Mishnah in Aholus. Details the Mishnah is about Tumas Oyel. Details about Tumas Oyel. These are the four pshatim that Rashi says. The Mashor has a fifth shot. The Mashor learns that Migdal HaPareach Bo Avir is perhaps an allusion. He's not sure. He gets it. He says, maybe it's an allusion to Beit HaMikdash. That we know that David HaMelech was negotiating with Doik HaGoyim. He tried to establish where the Beit HaMikdash should be built. He was, the Pesukim say in Tanakh that when he was victorious in battle, so he would always collect all of the precious, metal, and he would be Magdash, he would designate it for the purpose of building the Beit HaMikdash with it. And then he had to figure out where he's gonna build the Beit HaMikdash. So he brought on the highest elevation in Eretz Yisrael, and they need him, and then they told him no, then I'll become the Halacha says, the shift in Siddush about the Shama. First, you should try to figure out on your own where you're supposed to build a Beit HaMikdash, and then you consult the Navi. So first, you figure out on his own, it's supposed to be a Nitzim, and then he consulted the Navi. The Navi told him, no, it has to be a little lower. Yerushalayim is the best place. Harmari is the best place. So the Marsha suggests that maybe that's the Migdal HaPareach Bo'avir. Migdal is an allusion to Beit HaMikdash, and it's Pareach Bo'avir because they were tilfling where it's going to be built. It was up in the air. Whether it should be built over here, built over there, they were tilfling. So he had 300 ideas about where to build the Beit HaMikdash. He had 300 halachas about where to build the Beit HaMikdash. That's his suggestion. I saw the Ben Ishchai has his own suggestion. During the lifetime of the Ben Ishchai, they first started to make airplanes. The first airplane. So he says, if in Europe they just figured out how to make airplanes, and some of the Chachmei HaGemara, and some of the Chachmei HaTarach, also knew all the Chachmei. He said, that's what it means. Tumah v'tahara miyepleg. What we're writing, what the Rabbanim are writing tshuvas about now, another Rabbanim, Shlomo Zalman, if the coin is allowed to go on an airplane, if it goes over the cemetery, coin is allowed to go on an airplane together with a mace in the cargo section, is it maybe as a tumah? So they're still writing about this. So that's how the Ben Ishchayim heard this. The Migdal Aperet Ba'alir, Kipshuto, he thinks that it's 300 halachas, it's about tumah v'tahara in airplane. Okay. Whatever it is, the Gemara considers him, he was a top-notch goy. This doy-gra-doy-me, he was top. So the Gemara in Soita is bothered with it. The Chachni HaGemara had a tradition that Liman HaTorah is the biggest thing that's Megan on everybody. It's Megan on Achet. So how can it be that this person was such a great goy? And Elachel to Elam HaBoch, he did such terrible averis that he lost his Elam HaBoch. And same thing Achitoypo is also considered a great goy in Adir. Those are great goods. How can it be that they did such averes? We might discuss what the averes were. They did such averes. It ain't lemachelus elamabo. So the Gemara says over here, he was only a bucky, but he didn't really have havana. The Gemara says didn't really have havana. Then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? It didn't have havana. What kind of talking is that? You just said he knew 300 halachas migdala perech for half a year. That's what the Gemara says. Where is it? It's about the line begins, it's around 13 lines from the bottom of the daf. The line begins, Amar HaMesharshia, Doeg Vachi Teufel, trying to figure out how can it be there were such Goyinim in Torah, how can it be that they sinned so much that they lost Chel Dolem Abor, Mishunadi. So, the Lahab is Tavish Maitre, Zam Nishvashtan Alev, they just knew the kids. They knew all of the kids. So the next Amar says, Masla Mazutra, what are you talking about? The Pasuk has such a hesed for him in Yeshaya. He said he knew every ois in the Sefer Torah, and he knew how to be done a kavachoma, and he knew 300 halachas. Migdal aperech baba, whatever. That means atam lahavisavi shmeitzer. What are you talking about? Elie Gemara says no, a different piece on the lahavisavi shmeitzer. Leave it the hilchus. He wasn't these two doeg vachitayfo. They weren't able to figure out a maskana. They knew how to say good svaris. They knew how to say pilpul, but. Halacha lemaisa, bottom line, they had a pasuk in the Shabbat that they didn't have the ability. Why not? Because pasuk says, "Say Hashem liyireya." The lasuk yishmaisa leaves the hilchus as a matanah that the Rebbe Shlom gives if the person is a yirei shamayim. So the Gemara says, in effect, that they were lacking in yirei shamayim. That's how the Gemara says earlier on the daf. Also, the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Tehillim, chapter Nun, that 20 lines from the top. 18 lines on the top. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yitzchak, my dichtiv leRasha Amar Latim Malachol Asap Achutai Vatisa Brisi Alei Picha." So the Rebbe Shlom is complaining to Doeg HaDoeg, who gave you permission? Malachol Asap Achutai. Who gave you permission? That the first shot. The pasuk is the Rebbe Shlom complains to the Rasha, who gave you permission to learn my Torah? Here, the Gemara does not interpret like the first shot. The Marsha explains to the Gemara, Malachol Asap Achutai. It would appear from the Gemara as if the Tzapir is Melosha Nisba, a number, that we know that there is Tayyag Nisba Tatoira, and it says about him, Aye Soifer, Gemara interpreted Aye Shoikal Ale Soifer, Soifer Kolosia Shabbatoira, but the Marshua thinks that on this line the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, Aye Soifer, that he knows how to count all the Tayyag Nisba Tatoira. He knows all, like we spoke many times, the whole Mishnah Torah of the Rambam, in order to explain the 613 mitzvahs, he starts off with the Sefer mitzvahs, and every section he tells you how many mitzvahs he's going to explain, and then he goes into the details. So there's an Indian to know all the Tayyag mitzvahs and to know all the details. So the Pasuk says, Malachol Asapachukai, what are you counting, the Tayyag mitzvahs, and what happened to the mitzvah of Lashon Hara that you never keep? That was Oyka Zayfi, he spoke Lashon Hara about Dovid HaMelech. And what about the mitzvah of Lo Yisirtzof, you were responsible for killing no Virakoyenim? What does it help that you know Kol HaTorah Kulo all the Tayyag mitzvahs? If you're missing some major mitzvahs, you're missing Lo Yisirtzof. That's what the Gemara says. Kishata Magil LeParshas Meratzim LeParshas Metapi Loshna Mata Dorshen. What do you do with those two mitzvahs? You're missing from your minyan on mitzvahs. That's how the Marsha interprets the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes that pasuk. They say that pasuk in Tehillim is the Rebbeinu Shlom is. It's an allusion to what the Rebbeinu Shlom tells Doeg HaDoeg. You know how to learn, but you're lacking in Yirah Shemayim. Soed Hashem L'Riyad, you're lacking in Yirah Shemayim. That he's never going to have this kurs to be Matzik Shmaita Liba De'il Chusim. And the Pasuk says, That's the end of that same part in Tehillim, Kapitel 9. What does it mean, Batisa Brisei Ale Ticho? So the Gemara says, Amar Abam, Yenteresu Shodegel Amin Asofa Velachut. The ganze learning that he had a big Bikiyas, he can tell you the whole Tanakh back, the whole Chumash backwards and forwards, every Oiz, Mole Chotzer, he can weigh and measure at Kal V'Chaymo, which is Kal V'Chaymo, he can tell you all the 300 halachas in Migdal HaPeret Ba'avir, but it's all Min Asofa Velachut. This is a famous expression, Min Asofa Velachut. What does it mean, Min Asofa Velachut? The Rashi says, it wasn't Nichnas Lalei. The Liman HaTorah has to be Nichnas Lalei, Rashi says. Dibra Maska Ale Ticha, in the middle of the first column, the pasuk says, "Vaytisa brisei alei ticha barov alei." That's the raya in the lashon pasuk. Vaytisa brisei, brisei is the Torah. The Torah that you speak is only alei ticha on your. You know how to spout the Torah. You can rattle off the Torah very nice. You can be methodical, but it hasn't entered into your heart. You lack the Yirat Shamayim, doesn't enter into your heart, and that's what the Gemara has over here. A lashon. The Gemara says that this doiga doini. He knew all the kalvachaymas, he knew the 300 halachas of migdal haparech bo'avir, whatever that means. And then the Gemara says, Amar Abami, this is about the sixth wide line, right after the lines that we were reading. Amar Abami, Amar Rav, Arba Meir Zvaye, Boi Zoyg Vachitayfa, but migdal haparech bo'avir, v'layiv shitlehu chad. They had 400 hakiris. We don't even know what the 300 halachas are. They knew 300 halachas. They put together Doeg and Achitofel. They were two great goyim, and they both lost Chavos Olamachol because of their errors. So they both knew 300 halachas from Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir, and they had 400 chakiris that they weren't able. They were such strong chakiris, nobody could be pushed their chakiris. They were so strong. So then the Gemara makes the comment, "Oh my Rav, Rebusel and Mavoyi Ba'ir, what's the big deal to clear chakiris?" You see, there are some people. Gemara says in Taita. The Gemara says in Saita, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, that Dovid HaMelech says, Mirutayu Luchi Kecho. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yutet, by the letter Zayin. Mirutayu Luchi Kecho. So the Gemara says, Dovid HaMelech was Nenash for saying such a Lashon, Mirutayu Luchi Kecho. That's the expression that we would say, that learning Torah is a lot of fun. When we try to get little children interested in learning Torah, so learning Torah is a lot of fun, and we give them candies, and we have parties, and everything is loved in the trailer. And then when you try to get young men interested in learning, so you clear chakiris and you say, all the mitzvot atar, you try to bring out the mitzvot atar. But a person has to reach an age, at a certain age, he realizes that learning Torah is not intended to be fun. If a person, it says the Rabbanu Shalom, initially it says the Rabbanu Shalom refers to his Torah as shashuim. But etzva shashuim, the Torah is the toy of the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rabbanu Shalom plays with his Torah. But the human beings are not the people, the Klal Yisrael are not supposed to play with the Torah. Some people learn Torah. It's a lot of fun. And they sit in a Kler Chakiris. And that's where Rabbi says, Rebusel and Avoy Bai, what's the big deal to Kler Chakiris? A person has to learn with Yerush HaMayim, that's how the Gemara says. And he has to have the proper attitude. The Gemara says that there was a taina against Dovid HaMelech that he said, Mirus Alichu Kecha. So the Gemara says, you're not supposed to say like that. You're not supposed to be fun. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says regarding learning Torah, how serious it is, if you blink your eyelash, if you don't keep on learning the Hasmada Merubah day after day after day after day, then you're going to forget everything that you learned. You have to learn the Hasmada very serious. When you learn, it should be a Simcha Satar. Yeah, there has to be Simcha. And the Gemara has an expression when you say, Liam Emes HaTorah, so the Gemara has a Melitza, Hasbar Smechim Kinesinasa Messina. It was so cheerful, like at the time of Maimon HaSinai. Why is Maimon HaSinai considered cheerful? They were trembling. Why is that called simcha? Because we usually assume that simcha is with a machtim lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, when a person is in the presence of the Shechina, and he's not running away, and he's at peace with being together with the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's the highest level of simcha. So Maimon HaSinai was mamish a gilui Shechina. So that was mamish simcha satar. So the Gemara says, whenever someone is machadish in learning, that's Lamita shal Torah. When a person says the Krumis Vav, that's cheerful, that's not called Vav Snechem. But when he's Mechavim Lamita shal Torah, then the Gemara uses an expression, Hadvar Snechem Tinesinas Mitzina. He's Mamish in the presence of the Shechina. He's saying Torah Lamita. The Torah is a description of Elokut. The Torah is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. As the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that when a person is learning Torah, he shouldn't be so able and he shouldn't be so humble. You have to go like a warrior. You're going to war. You're going to fight. You're going to figure out what it is. The Baruch Shalom wants us to try to figure it out. But then when it's, and you have to go with chutzpah, with the ozer, and with a little bit of arrogance to feel that you are able to succeed in the battle. But then when the person discovers some new insight and learning, and he thinks it's Lamita Shoter, then he has to humble himself, because what do you mean he just discovered the Chiddush? He shouldn't walk around to be arrogant with the Chiddush. The Gemara says we can't go together. Arrogance and Liman HaTor can't go together. If the person really discovered something Lamita Shoter, means he has come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has revealed some secrets about the essence of Elokus. When a person is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to humble himself. How can it be about God in the presence of the Baruch Hu? Mark says about Moshe Rabbeinu. He was very curious. He saw Madua Ma'ivra Asneh, something very strange. He was supposed to be curious about the Torah also. Supposed to develop a sense of curiosity. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that there's a Shekhinah there, by Yatza Moshe Panos Kiyarei Mehabitah HaRalikim, when you realize that there's a Shekhinah there, if you realize you're in the presence of the Shekhinah, you have to humble yourself. So the Gemara says that these two chevre, Doeg Vachitayfo, they did not humble themselves. They were clearing chakiras, they were having a good time. Like David HaMelech original, he must have gotten it from Doeg. So David HaMelech's original attitude. Zira Tayyumish Kech, it's a lot of fun to learn Doeg. And then the Rabbanu Shlom gave him over the head. He punished David HaMelech. That's not the correct attitude to have. You have to have an attitude that should be simcha. Advarim snechem tenisinot tenisinot. But it's not fun. Cheerful is lachud, and fun is something else. Two different things. Gila b'rod. Yeah. Gila b'rod is a combination of both. A person should be cheerful with Yirah Shamayim together. It modifies. Yirah Shamayim should modify the cheer. I remember many years ago hearing from Rav Schwab, Zichron Levracha. He used to be the Rav in my neighborhood. So he said that by the Nochrim, this season of the year, they wish each other a happy new year. He said by the Eden, until recently, that they were in the card business, that they put out the cards, they never wrote a happy new year. He would say, L'shana Toiva, in Yiddish, you say, a good year. That's the translation, L'shana Toiva. A good year is not the same thing as a happy new year. Happy is like mashmoy, happy, happy-go-lucky fun, a lot of fun. But that's not the correct attitude that a person should have. A good year means cheerful. Simcha should be the simcha, but it shouldn't be with fun. They're two different things. Okay. The Gemara says astira. The Gemara says again the Ksuvah is astira. On the one hand, they used to say, Milsa did the chutzah before the shir. On the other hand, the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Shir Hashirim that we derive from that pasuk called Talmud. Ayeshiv listening Rabbah veinsus toisav dasbas maroyver tichvena. The Talmud is sitting listening to the shir and his teeth don't chatter out of pachas from the cheres from the Rebbe, so he should be punished and his lips should be burnt. The Gemara said, but how does this stem with the Milsa did the chutzah before the shir? So the Gemara gives two terus. So it's usually assumed like the one terus. The Milsa d'Bichus should precede the Shia. In the middle of the Shia should be very serious, cheerful. It should be cheerful, but not the crack jokes in the middle of the Shia. Then the Gemara gives Oyei Shloim another terus that there's a hook in the Rebbe and the Talmud. The Talmud should sit. It should be successful. Noiplus Ma'ariva. The Talmud should sit there because he's mekabel the terus and the Rebbe. The Rebbe is permitted to crack jokes in the middle of the Shia also. So that's 2 days in the Gemara. Whether the Rebbe permitted to crack a joke in the middle of the Shia or only in the beginning of the Shia. Mm-hmm. So, Sophic, they're right.
You're
expensive.
You're able to,
right. Abba takes precedence over here. That's the Ramban. That's right. Okay.
But not
just here.
I mean, how
much do you feel affected? You're not going to get anything. A little bit shaped. Not too much. It should be simchas atayr. It should be dvarm smechim tenisina tenisina. Has to be gila berada. It has to be a combination. But it can't be fun. It's going to be fun. There are a lot of people, by them learning is fun. And they clear a lot of hakiris. So that's what the Gemara is not happy with that. The only chakiris, I remember Rav Soloveitchik said, I think he once said, oh, he said, my grandfather Rav Chaim never cleared any chakiris. when he learned Rishayim, he saw Machlokes, he explained. The Rambam obviously understood it more like that, and the Rebbe understood like that. When he presented the Shir, so then he represented, he had to dress it up a little bit. So when he presented it, when he wrote it in the Sefer, so he wrote it as a Hakira Yesh L'Histapit is an A or B, and it seems that that's the Machlokes of Rambam Rabbah. He said that's not the way he learned originally. He learned off a Gemara. He learned Rashi, he said, oh, Rashi obviously is attached like this, and Tosis, he attached those Tosis. They understood like that. And presenting it to the Talmidim, he said it as a Hakir. But you're not supposed to Klech Hakiris. People of Klech Hakiris often, it's not that they're trying to figure out Amit or Shoter. They're trying to have a good time. They have a jigsaw puzzle, they have all the demons, and they try to juggle around to play games with it. So the learning of Torah is not supposed to be a game. That was exactly the Chisaron with Doyen and Achitayim. Their learning wasn't, it's supposed to be simple. Dvar Smechim Kedin Sinat and Mishminai blended in with a lot of Yirah Shamayim. Since they were lacking Sod Hashem Lirah, they were lacking the Yirah Shamayim, so they were never given the Sod Hashem to have the ability to Lassu Kishmaita, leave it to Hilchusa. That's the common assumption of all yeshivas today. So I didn't think that it's correct. I thought that that's the derech that the Gemara is rejecting. And then the Gemara has a lashon here. We used to that lashon. Why has the famous distinction between Rabbi Yehuda and the later generations? And in the generation of Rabbi Yehuda, they only learned Nezikin. Like in European yeshivas, they only learned seven sisters and that's all. They didn't know Ganshah. Yerushalayim and Yerideya, they wouldn't know which way to hold the Yerideya. They only knew their seven sisters. So the Kulish Neder Rabbi Yehuda, during life of Rabbi Yehuda, they only learned the Zikin. And who's speaking over here? Robert says, and in my generation, we learned Ganshah. And Rabbi Yehuda came to a Mishnah in Uqtan, a Mishnah in Taras, and he said, oh, he had a headache, he can't figure it out, it's so difficult, he doesn't know what's going on. He didn't know any Yonim Asar. The Anan, and he says, we have 13 Mahalchim, Manan Kamasin Uqtan plus Rei Mesif. We have 13 Mahalchim Amaseches Uqtan, which in the days of Rabbi Yehuda they never learned. So Rabbi says, how come in the days of Rabbi Yehuda, when there was an Atzilus Gishonim, when it wasn't raining, and the desert would be going to Titus, and the dinners, you have to observe like on Tisha B'Av. So you have to take off your shoes. So when the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yehuda, would take off the first shoe, it started to rain. He didn't even start to say Slichus, he didn't take off the second shoe. He took off the first shoe, it started to rain. And by us, we're the big Zayla Yoylam, we know Ganshat, and we have the 13 levels of interpretation of Mishnah Zuxin. And by us, We fast and we pray and we scream all day and all night, and the Baruch Hu doesn't answer our prayers. How come? So the answer is Rachmana Liba Boy. That's how the Gemara says. The answer is Rachmana Liba Boy. So we usually say Rachmana Liba Boy, davening, observing some mitzvahs. You have to love the B'chol of Atzim. You have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your heart, Rachmana Liba Boy. Till it's loin, the Gemara says here, Rachmana Liba Boy, and learning of Torah. That the learning of Doig HaDeinu Vatisa Brisi Alei Picho, it was only Menasof and Velachut, it wasn't Nichnas Lalei. That's how Rashi said. Alei Picho Velo Belei, and Achmana leave the boy in learning. The Baruch Shalom wants the learning should enter the heart. What do you mean the learning should enter the heart? The Torah is supposed to give us a description of Velachut. The Torah is supposed to, we all were created the Tzelem Elohim. So we're supposed to learn from the Torah what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like. And what kishreinus we have, and how to straighten ourselves out to preserve the Tzelem Elohim that we have. So it's supposed to be nichnas lalei. A lot of people don't have that attitude. They make up their mind in advance before they start to learn, before they open up the Tanakh, before they open up the Gemara. They already know the whole hashkafa, what they think is the hashkafa sater. And whenever they start to learn, they're already prepared to interpret, to reinterpret everything. So they're not open, they're not open-minded, they're not open to be makabel in the leg what it says in the Gemara. Their hearts are already made up their mind, and they're foisting, they're pushing their attitudes on the Torah. Many people do like that. To the left and to the right. It's not only the people to the left, people to the left and to the right. They make up their minds what they think the hashkafa should be before they even start learning the Torah. That's what the Gemara says, that's terrible. That's called learning menasaf of alachut. The learning has to enter Rechman Aliba boy in learning. So the Gemara says that comes when the person has Yerushalayim. That's the chisorin of doyi. With Achitofel was that they were lacking in Yerushalayim. It was a lack of a Torah Hashem Lirev. That's why they never given the chus to be Masuk Yishmai to Aliba de Hilchusen. One of the guys says, "Eidanam loymed el b'makom shali b'chafe." He'll only be matzliach and learning if it's the Rebbe that he likes, if it's the Masechta that he likes. Has to be chepta. Has to feel a geshmak. He has to like the Rebbe. He has to like the Masechta. Yeah, b'makom shali b'chafe, then by a Rebbe that li b'chafe. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. So this is the same Gemara, and still is also the same Gemara by Doeg and Achitofel, that the Chisar was that they had a team of Tina Belibo, that they didn't have Yerushalayim. It wasn't Gila Berada. There was too much Gidul and too little Rada. You have to hit the proper balance of both. You see, we mark two things. You have to have a bar. That's number one. Sometimes you can't walk around clean shaven, short, you know, snazzy, purple shirts, and so on, funny colors, and that's a tamachot. The Gemara says that's a double poshet. You have to have baro. Have to look like a tamachot. To look like whatever is in that medina, whatever is assumed to be the malbush of a tamachot. And then the Gemara's chiddush is you have to have tochus to baro. The inside also has to be like a tamachot. It has to be of a pure soul. Yeah. Tamachot has to be tochus to baro. That was the reason why the Torah wasn't making on them, was because the Torah didn't go unto Gehunti, that they were lacking in Yerushalayim, and they learned all the Torah in Asaf of Elachut, there was never Nichnas Lavei, because it was too much of a fun thing to them. They didn't take it seriously enough. They're supposed to learn Torah with much more seriousness. Have to be Dvarim Smechim, Kinesinat, Misinah, should be the Simcha. Yeah, Maimon HaSina was the Simcha. Fine. That's the highest level of Simcha. When the person is able to be at peace with the Rabbanu Shalom, with the Jewish Shechina, that's the highest level of Simcha. But the Simcha and fun, nearest, apparently, I thought is not the same. You have a slightly different mahalach, but I thought that's what it meant. Not really Mechadesh. Rabbi Gamliel had suppressed all of the disagreeing opinions. He didn't allow anyone to express an opinion against it. So when they finally eased him out, so they allowed all the people came out from the woodwork, and everybody was saying, Bobo Yom Hate, everybody was saying over all the opinions that had been suppressed all the years. It wasn't really Mechadesh, no. But the Mepharshim say like that, that because they weren't so sincere, was no longer Tochel Kitmaro, so that's why they had a sit when they learned. That's something Mark says, totally that is it. They had a sit and the level of learning was low. That's how the Mepharshim say. See, the Gemara says that, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam said, Rabbanu Shel Olam said, we have to wait till this, all the Torah of Dori Kadoshim will be forgotten. Called man that is still known as a big Talmid Chacham, we can't fazaitik him. Here, right before the white line. Amar Dabbel of Nehav Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shel Olam, Yom is Dori, let Dori should die already. Rabbanu Shel Olam says, no, Chayol Bola by Kiyenu. You have to wait till his Torah will be forgotten. He can't fazaitik him, so it. Stop. The Dovid HaMelech says, no, that's not right. Dovid HaMelech says, what do you mean, Fort HaTamachachim? He's a Russian. He's lacking the Russian mind. Shouldn't be so. Then the Gemara goes later. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, on the second wide line, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, all right, so we're going to cause him to die, but still, forgive him, HaTamachachim, Leimu Shmait to David Rosh HaMishmei. Let's have people say over his Divrei Torah. Dori Kadoshim said a lot of chidushin. The people should, he should have kach this foot that people should say over the Torah in his name. So Dovid HaMelech says, no, why should that be? He says, Amar Lefani says the Pasuk Tilm, Yachtecha v'Yisachecha Meyoyel. No, he should be removed from the Holy Torah. They shouldn't say anything in his name. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was masking at Dovid HaMelech. The Gemara says in there, we mentioned, the Gemara says in Abba Zizar, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, you're not allowed to say over the Shem Amroi, if the Talmid Chacham said the Chiddush is not a Yirei Shamayim. The Gemara says there was one of the Amroim who was not Medaktik in Pasakum, at the time that there was a Machlekes, or the Pasfalta, Mutaros, or whatever, so he was a little Mezalzal in it. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to say over Bishmoy, because the Talmid Chacham was not Medaktik in all the Shmiris on Mitzvah. You're not allowed to say Bishmoy, because when you say Bishem Amroi, Yushalmi says you're supposed to have the Dvut Yukna of the Amoira of the Talmid Chacham in front of your eyes. And this fellow you don't want to have in front of your eyes. He lacks in Yirei Shamayim. The Imam Baba Kama also says like that in HaKoinus. If a person is not a Yirei Shamayim, you're not allowed to say Dvar HaLocha B'Shem Mamre. If the Dvar HaLocha is good, you say it over. But you're not permitted to say B'Shem Mamre, because you're going to say B'Shem Mamre. So everyone is going to start thinking about him. They're going to have this Dvut Yukna in front of their eyes and just Toiklish. He was lacking Yirei Shamayim. So that's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, Chotch, let him have this chutz, they should say over his name. Dovid HaMelech says, no, he should not have this chutz, and Rebbeinu Shel Olam is masking with him. Then he says, alright, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, give him a break. Before, he was Mechabed Torah, he supported Talmid HaChachamim, let him Chotch have this chutz. The Gemara says that one who is Mechabed Talmid HaChachamim will be Zeche, that his children will be Talmid HaChachamim. So Chotch, let him have this chutz. So Dovid HaMelech says, no, it's not fair. B'sheireshchem ne'eret chayim selo. You shouldn't let him have any children or Talmid HaChachamim. This Dori Kadoshim doesn't deserve any schusim whatsoever. And Rebbeinu Shel Olam is masking with him. Rebbeinu Shel Olam is masking with what Dovid HaMelech is. His request was granted. And the Taka, we don't say over anything in the name of Dori Kadoshim. And Taka, his children were not Talmid HaChachamim. Very powerful Gemara. I don't know. So different things. We're going, there's a yeet. I don't know. Different. Then the Gemara has on the bottom of the daf that there were three different stages. Originally, Dovid HaMelech learned from Achi Teufel. The Mishnah says in 30 others. That, Dovid HaMelech only learned Shnei Dvarim Belvat from Achi Teufel, and called him Rabbi Arufi, Umiyudoi, that this pasuk from Tehillim that they're quoting here, the second line from the bottom, Atanish Kerki, Arufi, Umiyudoi, Kavachayim, if a person learns Mechaver, Perikechot, Halacha Achas, Siloi Sachas, Sachlinit by Kavach, yes. So the Mepharshim is kind of 50 of Tazir, Kavachayim, the Mishnah says that Dovid HaMelech learned from Achi Teufel Shnei Dvarim. He only learned Shnei Dvarim Belvat, but he learned Shnei Dvarim. So how can he make a Kal V'Chaim if you learn Perek Echad? That's one thing. But if you learn only Dover Echad, how is Dover Echad a Kal V'Chaim from Shnei Dvarim? Maybe you only have to call him Rabbi Aluf and Yudor if you learn two things or more, but if you only learn one, who is Dover Kal V'Chaim? So several of the Mepharshim on the Mishnah is give the same type. Shnei Dvarim Belvat, Sneik van Babat means like this. When you're learning from an Adam Rasha, like a sound of Yachi Teufel who is lacking a lot in Yerushalayim, that's what the Gemara says, and do again an Achi Teufel. So even what they have is a din over here and a din over there. It doesn't join together. So that's why the Mishnah uses the expression, the Shnei Dvarim Dovad, two single halachas. Doesn't mean he only learned two things. There were two unrelated single halachas that didn't blend in to start to give you a picture of Kol HaTerakula, which is either a picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a picture of Elokut. So if you learn from an Adam Rasha, two Shnei Dvarim Dovad, that is single, if you learn from a normal Rebbe, Dover Echad, that Dover Echad is given over with Yerushamayim, that Dover Echad is connected with the rest of Kol HaTerakula. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin has an expression. Kol HaTerakula in Yen Echad, all the Dinim and the Torah are interconnected. So if you learn a Dover Echad from a normal Rebbe, that Dover Echad will be connected with the other 612 Mitzvot HaTorah. So it's more than the Shnei Dvarim Dovad that Dover HaMelech learned from Achi Teufel. Which were the Shnei Dvarim Dovad that he learned from Achi Teufel? Yes, so the Marashua quotes that there's a problem, which are the Shnei Dvarim Dovad. So he quotes the famous Medrash says, commenting on the pasuk here, Asher Yachtav in Tehillim, Asher Yachtav Nam Tiksav the Beis HaLukim Nahalach V'Rogesh. So the first thing was that David, Achi Teufel met David that he's sitting and learning all by himself. So he says that's not a smart thing. It should be Asher Yachtav Nam Tiksav. You should learn B'chavusa. When a person learns B'chavusa, he stands a better chance of being Matzliach and learning. Okay. Some people just didn't lend themselves to learn B'chavusa. Chazanish, many others that didn't, we couldn't learn B'chavusa. But under normal circumstances, people will be more Matzliach to learn B'chavusa than to learn by themselves. Then the second issue that the Medrash says, the Alt Shemani says that he learned from him on this pasuk was, that Melch used to walk galasim to shul and to the base Medrash. He walked slowly. So Achi Teufel told him, no, that's not covered at people. Raised the issue with the Rebbeinu Shalom one fine day. How come they don't say Elokei David? Very much, man. You don't say Elokei Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu lived before David HaMelech. You don't say Elokei Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Adon HaNeviim. So David HaMelech holds it should be a higher Madrega than Moshe Rabbeinu. But it was like the fall. They don't know Elokei David. What's the question? Very strange Gemara. So I saw the Ben Ishchai gives a suggestion. He said, he quotes a Gemara in Arvid Tzoch. The Gemara says that Dovin HaMelech was told to have Tzoch and Ruhe, so, Tisaloch Hashem Kishem HaGdolim. I'm going to make your name like Avram Yitzchak and Yankit. That's why we say Magen David in the Bracha in our Torah. And some Shem had a Nusach and Nishman Esri also. That's Nech Kerem Yeshua. That Malchus Ben David, so they had a Nusach Magen David. So Dovin HaMelech was told that he's going to be like the others, that there are three of us, and there's going to be God enough. So that's why he had a taina. How come not only Magen David, maybe we should say Elokei David also? Yeah, what does it mean Elokei David during his lifetime? They should say Elokei David. So there's another question to say no. And I got a talk with Yachin Shmoy Allah, Likim Lechayeyev. His taina was, he knew Baruch HaKadosh, even after he's going to die, they're not going to incorporate him into the Shmoneh Esrei. At that time, why not? Ah, you promised me the Sisavu Hashem, Hashem HaGdolim, why shouldn't they say the Kei David? So the Rebbeinu Shlom says, no, Inu Menachili, Avram Yitzchak Yankiv, withstood Nisyonos, and they lived through it, and they taught the Klal Yisrael how the Doris, how we should withstand Nisyonos. Batla Menachisli, I never tested you, you never lived through any Nisyonos. So he says, test me out, B'chameinu Menachim, as the Pasuk says in Tilm, B'chameinu Menachim. So that's what the Gemara says on the top line on the daf. Amar al Yudim Arav, you shouldn't do that. This is not a good idea to ask the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Yodam al Yavi Yachman the Dini said, look what happened to David HaMelech. He asked the Rebbeinu Shalom, okay, test me out, and then I'll be roy to be known as, you should incorporate me into the davening. Alakeinu, Alakei Abazen, Alakei David. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, okay, Amar Menatin Allah, I'm going to test you out. Ve'adib Nenuf, Ve'adoch, Ve'adotu, Lo'ihoi Datinu. I'm gonna give you a break. Avraham and Yankov, I didn't warn them in advance where the Nisoyan is gonna be. They were given Nisoyanus in life, and it didn't say in big red letters, this is a Nisoyan, so you better watch out. I'm warning you in advance, your Nisoyan is going to be the Ilu Anokom Mahadayim Aloch. I'm notifying you right now, the Menasin Aloch, the Dvar Ervo. Your Nisoyan is gonna be, so you better watch out, the Dvar Ervo. The Mashur has a comment, which all of the later Mephoshim quote. It wasn't outright Erva with the story with Basheva. The Gemara says that, Kol HaYotze Mechametz Beis David, Get Priest and Tei Kasim Nishtag, Mamsu Rizab Tet says, So she was really not a Neshes Ish, but it was a Maris Aina of an Erva, because everyone knew that even though the husband gave his wife a get, they didn't remarry someone else. They waited till the husband came back from the army, and they didn't publicize the fact that they gave a get. It was a W, everybody did it. It's sinner. It wasn't done for Asya. So that's why the Mashiach said that's what the Gemara calls it, the Bar Erva. It's an Indian of Gilei Arayis. It's a Maris Aina of Gilei Arayis, not outside Gilei Arayis. So the Gemara calls it the first, the whole story with Basheva. So, oh my, so the Gemara says, Line of Dechsiv on the first wide line, he failed the test. Zohar HaMelech failed the test. So he says, V'chanto Lidi, you tested me. V'karato Laila, you tested me. Tziratani, you tried to see if I was pure. Baltinso, and it turned out negative. I was not pure. I failed the test, even though you told me in advance that the test is going to be in a Dvar Erva, and I should have put two and two together. I should have realized this is it. He says, I failed the test. Zamosi Balyavati. What does it mean, Zamosi? Zamama is a muzzle. He says, Halavai, someone would have put a muzzle in my mouth. What kind of a stupid thing did I say? B'chaneini v'naseini. I should have never said that in the first place. He says, Oma Echu Zamama Nochel B'pumi Deman Nisanale. Halavai, a muzzle would have fallen in my mouth, would have been on my mouth, on the mouth of Mandasonili, on the mouth of my enemy. It means me. Halavai, a muzzle would have been on my mouth. Halavai wouldn't have said such a thing. Look, now I fell in. So that's what the Gemara tells the story. A person should never look to enter and to go into a situation of an Nisoyim. Then the Gemara discusses this Basheva. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk later. Dorosh Rav might perceive on the third one, on the fourth wide line. What do you mean? So the Mashiach has a comment, which the late and portion pick up. They like it. The thing wasn't really in the area of Eishes Ish, because it was only a Dvar Erva. It wasn't outright Gilei Arayis. It was, they know the Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made a deal with the Rebbeinu Shlomo B'chaneinu V'naseini, test me out, and you'll see, I'll withstand the test, I won't fall through. And I should deserve to be listed in the Shemon Esrei, the Kei David, like the Kei Avon, the Kei Shemon Yankov. So he says, between you and me, I lost the bet. I sinned, you're right, and I'm wrong. David Amal says to the Moshon, it didn't really violate my sin, it didn't really violate, as far as the public is concerned, it didn't really sin. It's the deal that the gamble that I made with you, and I thought I was going to win, so I have to admit that you won. So then the Gemara has a very remarkable statement. You know, if I really wanted to, I could have controlled. How did Kaifino live? I could have controlled my Yetzirah and not sin. Ella, Amina, I said to myself, I told the Ribbono Shel Olam, I can show him that I deserve to be called El Kei David, I deserve to be together with Avraham Yitzchak and Yankiv in the Shemona Esrei. So I don't want that people should say El Amin. I thought to myself, the reason why I chose to sin, the Gemara says, really, he could have controlled himself because he was warned in advance. The test, the Bechina is going to be in the area of Dvar Erva. They really could have controlled himself, but the reason why he decided to sin, I'm not making more. So Lalei Mu'abdu Zaki Lamare. That he outsmarted the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Rebbeinu Shlomo told him, you will not succeed. Avraham Yitzchak has succeeded in withstanding and surviving through the Nisyanis, and you cannot survive. So he didn't want to disprove the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That wasn't wrong. He didn't want to disprove the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So I saw the Ben Ish Chai with the Chidor. They both quote that there's a Zohar that says the same thing. Remarkable remark. What does it mean? I don't know what it means. A very strange Gemara. Very strange. Then the Gemara comments, who is this Taka, this Basheva? Dorosh Rav might have seen. But it says, until in Tiyami, Letzela, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Vayikah Chachas Nitzaloi, Vayikah Gavas Nitzachtena, and he made Chava from Letzela. So this person says, until in Ani, Letzela, Nochon, Amachoy, Vinegdi, Tomi. So he says, Basheva was really his Tzela. She was Ruhuya, to marry, she was really supposed to marry Dovin HaMelech. Kani letzela nochon, it's mechuvan. I was really supposed to marry this girl Basheva. Ruhi hoita Basheva, le Dovin Yishesh is the neighbor Eishes.
Elishavoy love the Makov. It came with a lot of aggravation. Machovi negdi tamid. It came through the whole Torah that he said b'chein menaseni, and then he failed the test. So the Be'er Sheva Yisakasha on this Torah, he says the Gemara says on the first daf in Sota that Avon Yom Kodesh Mitzvahs Avlad Basco comes out and announces Basco and Lefani. What do you mean Misheshes Nei Bereishis? How can it be from Misheshes Nei Bereishis? It should be 40 days before David HaMelech was born. That's when the Basco should come out. How can it be that it's from Misheshes Nei Bereishis? Apella Diki Gemara. So I saw the Chidor says he doesn't see what Shver. There's a famous manush that says that Adam Rishon was really supposed to live 1,000 years. And then David HaMelech wasn't supposed to live at all. So he donated 70 years from his life. Adam Rishon lived till 930. So he donated 70 years to David HaMelech. So in other words, David HaMelech is really a hemshech of Adam Rishon. So, from Sheshes, Nebreshes was before Adam Rishon. That's it. He's a hemshech of Adam. He's a gilgul from Adam Rishon. He had the remaining 70 years from Adam Rishon. So he says the Tainu Ha. That's why the Gemara, it is our body, Yom Kodim, Tzivos Avlad. That before Sheshes made gracious, that's when it was determined. And then the Gemara has the next, the son of David Yishmael also. Anila tell Anachem reads that this girl was really intended, Vasheva was really intended for David HaMelech, but he should have waited till her husband died. He shouldn't have chaptoi. Elo shachol or fago. So, fago is an unripe, teina. Teina chonta fagera. The chanita is after fago. Fago is when the teinim are unripe. So David HaMelech had too fast. He would have waited a little bit more. Uriah, I think he would have died. Husband would have died, and then he would have divorced her for good, whatever. And then David HaMelech would have married her. He shouldn't have chaptoi. El shachol fago. A lot of times, something is correct that you should do it, but you're not supposed to do it now. You should wait a little bit. That's how the Ramban in Chulin quotes. Ramban in the beginning of Chulin says the Gemara has a comment on the first Mishnah. That Hakol Shoftim. What do you mean Hakol Shoftim? If someone shechts the bein and he walks away, we don't know if he knows Hilcha Shechita or not. We don't know if it's kosher or Shechita. So the Gemara says, you have a right to assume that Rav Mitzui made the Shechita Mumch Nei. If only he knew how to shech, he wouldn't have shechted the bein if he doesn't know how to shech. So what happens if the fellow shechts the bein and he's still here? He didn't disappear. He's still here. So do you have to check him? Do you have to give him a pchina to see if he knows Hilcha Shechita? Or do you have a right to follow the Rav Mitzui made the Shechita Mumch Nei even if he thinks he come on? The Nishan, even if he's here, you still don't have to. So it's a Makwaitis Arishan. So the Ramban develops the whole idea. Whenever you have a Mil Tamatsuri, so then there's a Din with the Rabban and you have to be voided. So he brings rice from the Devi Yudimah. So one of the rice that he brings, so he says you have to, if the Sheikh had disappeared, he shed the baby, he disappeared, we don't know who in the world he is. We know he's Jewish, but we don't know if he knows the Chashkita. So then you have a right to follow the Han, the Rabban, so he makes the Shkita Mumfane. But if he's still, he said, come on. If he's still here, he didn't disappear, then you have to fahar him to see if he didn't know the Shkita, not to rely on the Rav. So the Rabban brings the Hechacha from the Medrash that says, Halacha Maisa, we only check for Tirchas HaNereya. Why don't we check this? There's 70 traces. Why don't we check the other 69 traces? So it says Tirchas HaNereya and the Tamotsu. And all the others are Mir Chain and Motsu. Whenever you have to Mir Tamotsu, so the Din is that the Rabban, you have to divide it with Hapril. The Ramban quotes a Medrash that says that Adam Rishon was prohibited from eating from the Eitz HaDaat. So that was an Erev Shabbos. He was created on Erev Shabbos. He ate from the Eitz HaDaat on Erev Shabbos. So the Ramban quotes a Medrash that he made famous. If he would have waited till Leil Shabbos, Friday night, it would have been mutter to eat from the Eitz HaDaat. He had to eat from the Eitz HaDaat on Erev Shabbos. So the Medrash says, Adam Rishon. Mi yigalo ofer me'enech Adam Rishon. If you would live so long to see your descendants of Bnei Yisrael when they check the behemoth, they don't eat the flesh right away. First they check the reya to see that there should be no tirchus. And after they wait a little bit to have a little gedul, and after they check the reya, then they eat the flesh. So you would have learned the lesson of gedul. To wait an hour or two. So if you would have waited a few hours, it would have been mutter. The Eitzadas would have been mutter. You wouldn't have been punished with all the curses and everything. So the Ramban quotes that Medrash. That's what this Gemara is also saying. Achol afago. Sometimes something is going to be mutter. If you wait a little bit, it wouldn't have had to go. It wouldn't have been a problem at all. Adarabah. Vasheva was really from Sheshes Nebereishis for David. Hanila Tzela Nochem. That was his Tzela. So the Baruch Shalom took a Tzela and made Chava for the Marishan. That was the best Shira for Adam. And this Vasheva was really Vashert for David Amel from Sheshes Nebereishis. But Achol HaFaga, those you have a little too fit. You should have waited till Uriah Hiki would have died. Then the Gemara has the famous Agadah that David HaMelech says that they humiliate me so much, if they'll cut my skin, I won't bleed. I mean, this is all part of the plan of Dar Dabba Chacham.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. That's also included in the Gemara.
That the Ramban quotes such a medrash. Ramban Achulin, the first Muhammad, quotes that medrash. That the medrash says, "Ni galo ofa mi enecho." The Rishon is buried a long time ago. So if he would have, if they would wake him up, take him out of the grave, and clear off his eyes, and he would see the Eden. They check the behem and the yogni is islandish. They wait till they check the area, and then they eat it because you have to be buried. So he would have learned good book from them. So he would, if he would have had a little patience, the Eitzadat would have been mutas min for him on Leil Shabbos. That's the medrash that the Ramban quotes. Ramban Achulin, yeah. Just a melitza to say there's a gradashida. Could be. Could be that you don't have to take it literally to say it, but it just means that it was a bederach hatema. Could be. So this is a famous Agadah that Gemara has it in Bob. You see, but Malbim Pnei Chaver, one is not permitted to be Malbim Pnei Chaver. It's like Shvich HaZom, that the person has a decent complexion, and then when you humiliate him, so you Malbim, you turn it white. So this is Shvich HaZom. So he says that the people would hear the Girsin in Agamara, they would be learning Arbin Mitzin Bezin. And there, the Girsin in Bob and Messias, they would be learning Ligoy Mahomet, something totally unrelated. In the middle of the learning, they would ask David HaMelech, what do you say? What's the din of Baal HaShishish? Just in order to humiliate him, because he was Baal HaShishish. So he would have the courage to answer back, the din of Baal HaShishish is Chai Nisa, but Yesh Lechelet Yolam Abba, but Amal Bnei Chavero, Yizay Lechelet Yolam Abba. Yeah, but still he was humiliated. He was dead embarrassed. There's more comments on the Pesach in Tehillim. How does it say? Koru v'lo domo. So the Gemara interprets the Pshat. Koru v'lo domo. Tehillim lamen hei. If they would cut my veins, there wouldn't be any blood to bleed, because they humiliated me so much, the whole blood is not circulating. That's how the Gemara says. Then the Gemara has this a very strange Agadah to all of the Mefarshim Matzos of Omer Yudim Rab Dikish David Labad Avod Zorah. A pasuk says in Shmuel that Vayi David Bo Ad Harosh, and Harosh Ein Rosh Labad Zorah Shenemar. They quote a pasuk in Daniel. What? Why did David and Melech want to worship Avod Zorah? What did David? Because the son of Shalom was out to kill him, and David HaMelech didn't deserve to be killed by his son. It's a busha for the Rebbeinu Shalom. How did the Rebbeinu Shalom allow a son to kill the father? So David HaMelech wanted to cover up for the Rebbeinu Shalom that it shouldn't be so bizarre that a son murders his father, who's a son is a cuckoo, murders his father, who's a tzaddik. It's terrible. So he wanted to worship Avodah Zarah. So there should be a justification, a cover up for the Rebbeinu Shalom, that he really deserves to be killed. That's what it says in the Gemara. He wanted to worship Avodah Zarah. So he bumps into Hushai Hoarki, and he said to him, what are you, crazy? Yom HaMelech Shekemar Tzri Yavad Avodah Zarah. What are you, off your mind? Melech, he said, is going to worship Avodah Zarah. So he says, it's called Chil Hashem. That's what he wants to do it. So he says, who told you to marry Yefastor? And so on. Goes on to a whole discussion. So all of the Mephoshim find the Gemara so hard to understand. What do you mean he wants to worship Avodah Zarah in order to cover up the Avodah Zarah? Chil Hashem. Each one gives a different interpretation of the Gemara. The Marsha has one interpretation, but many have other interpretations. Marsha quotes the Gemara in the end of Ksubis. The Gemara says, כל הדור בארץ ישראל כאילו יש לו הלכה, כל הדור בחוץ לארץ כאילו אין לו הלכה שנאמה, דבר המלך was running away from Shaul before David was a מלך. Before he was a מלך. So he said, כי גרשיני היום, נסתפח ונחל עשה השם להם, הלך עבוד אלוהים אחר. הוא טוב to worship by אלוהים אחר, לא, כל הדור בחוץ לארץ כאילו אין לו הלכה. זה תזדוד אל עבוד הזאת. So that's how the Marshal interprets that he was considering to run away to Chutzlot, which is the equivalent of worshipping Avodah Zarah. The Chushe Hilarity stops him and he says, wait a minute, I understand why you ran away when Shaul HaMelech was trying to kill you, you were not yet a Melech. So you're allowed to run away to Chutzlot, no Pikoch Nefesh. But now as a Melech, you're going to run away. Melech Shekamoyitzchot. A Melech is going to run to Chutzlot, that's a greater Avodah. When the Melech Israel, such a prominent figure, runs to Chutzlot, that's a bigger Avodah. You're not allowed. That's how the Marshal interprets Sigma. That's how the Marshal interprets. We once discussed when we were talking about Megillah's Ruth. So the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim quotes Sigma Baba Basra that really it said that Elimelech and his wife Naomi and Mahler were killing, they all left Eretz Yisrael. But he loved Bar. It was a famine. And the Gemara says, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. But they were punished. Mahler and the killing were punished and they died because they were Anoshim Chashutim. And Allah says, Adam Chashub Shaini. An Adam Choshim has to be Machman, a lot of things that are Mutter. Where did the Gemara get the Ein Father that they were Anashim Chashuvim? Because the second Pasuk in the Gilas Gur says, Ephratim. The Rashi quotes the Pshat Ephratim, the word Ephratim means Anashim Chashuvim. And that's crucial to the story. Because they were Chashuvim, that's why they were punished. Even though, strictly speaking, after dinner was Mutter to leave the Chutzlot. But an Adam Choshim has to be Machman. So that's how the Marshal interprets over here. That when you ran away to Chutzlot before you were a Melech, when Shaul was chasing after you, that's the Albatros. And now, Adam, what does he say? Melech Shekemotcha. Melech Shekhusheharaki says, Melech Shekemotcha, now in the stage of a Melech, now you're in the level of an Adam Choshim. Now you're not allowed to run away to Chutzlot, even though your life is in danger. That's how the Marshal says. Others give other interpretations. Very, very good ones. Yeah. I don't know. Very strange. Then the Gemara says that David HaMelech was handling with the Rebbeinu Shlom. Lamad David Goyim with a Sech Ekusim, like a handler. First he bargained with one, then he bargained with right, then he bargained. Like Avraham Avinu, Olayash Chamishim Tzadikim, Olayash Aboyim Tzadikim. 40 is, what did he go, 45, 30, 20, 10. Keeps on going down to David HaMelech also handled. But first he says to the Rebbeinu Shlom, give me a break, Shigiyot Miyovin. Forgive me for the others that I did to Shaggy. So he says, Shaviki Loch, I forgive you. Then he says, once he got his foot in, so he says, in his Torah Snakei, I did a lot of others and they did, but no one was watching. It was the sinner. So there wasn't Tachil Hashem. So the Baruch Hu says, okay, Shaviki Loch. Then he says, Gamitzedim Chaser Chavdecho. I did others and they did when people were watching. He says, okay, Shaviki Loch, I'll forgive you also. Then he keeps on handling for more and more, like a Sercher Kusi, the Gemara says. He handles. Then he asks the Rebbeinu Shalom, give me a break, the Loshto Bi Rabbonim. Give me a break, that in the later generations, the Rabbonim shouldn't keep on talking about me, darshaning about me, about my Averi with Basheva. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, okay, Shvikilo, it's okay. Forget it. He lets me get away with that also. That's what the Ben Ishchai says. But there's so many Gemaras that talk about David HaMelech and Basheva. So what do you mean that Rebbeinu Shlom gave in Shviki Lo? It was not Shviki Lo. Gansha, keeps on talking about Dovra Melech with Basheva. So he suggests, based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the first Perek in Avodah Zarah, Gemara says, Lohoi Yisrael Shabriya Shadar Ruim Loitha Maiste, Klal Yisrael by the Chet Rego didn't make any sense. The Dara Hateva, they should really have not sinned. After all, the Nisim and the Flores has some Makkas and Kriyas Yamsa, the Minor Hatinai. It absolutely doesn't make any sense that anyone should worship Avodah Zarah, that Ego Lazor. But the Rebbeinu Shlom suspended their Bnei Chavshim, that's how the Gemara says. Why did he do that? Why? The Rebbeinu Shlom caused them to worship Abba Dizar, because they lahoris Tshuva L'Rabim, in order to teach the lesson of Tshuva, because if you're not going to teach the Tshuva L'Rabim, the Rabbim will think, we did an Averis, so there's no returning, so we may as well give up the whole religion and forget about it. The Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to be Machshir Kol Am Yisrael right after Maamin Hasinai. They should worship Abba Dizar, the greatest Averis imaginable, and to teach them the lesson that you can even overcome that. You should have to have Shulah there too. Then the Gemara says, in the same member, Elohai Adolit, Roy Lotha Maisa. Dovan HaMelech really would not have sinned with Basheva. He really had the ability to control the Yetzer. It's not like our Gemara says, he didn't control the Yetzer in order not to show up to the Baruch Shalom. These are Pelazit and Gemara. This is where they discuss the issue of Yedi and Chira. But he didn't want to show up to Rabbi Shlomo. Rabbi Shlomo said in his end, he doesn't have the koiches. Rabbi Shlomo said, upkishat, he doesn't have the koiches. To withstand any time. Rabbi Shlomo had upkishat to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov that he did have the koiches. David HaMelech didn't have the koiches. What did the Gemara say? David HaMelech said he did have the koiches, but he didn't want to show up to Rabbi Shlomo. What kind of lashon is that? So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah doesn't say like this. The Gemara says the Rabbi Shlomo suspended David HaMelech Kriya Chavshis in order to teach the rest the lesson of Tshuva LeYochid. The Chetra Ego was in order to teach the Lahar's Tshuva LeRabim. And David HaMelech with Bashem was also not Roy Lois and Maita Lahar's Tshuva LeYochid. So the Ben Ishchai writes in the statement over here, if David HaMelech Farkosha will be granted to him, the Lord is told, be Rabbanim, the Rabbanim shouldn't talk about me. So how are you going to accomplish Lahar's Tshuva LeYochid? Other rabbis want to be mefarsim the sin of David HaMelech, that despite the fact that he sinned, he became David Melech Yisrael. He overcame it, and the Melech HaMashiach is going to be Dafka descendant from David HaMelech, that one can overcome even serious Azeris. So what's Takav Shat of Inmod, the longest told the Rabbana? So the Danish guy thinks that he goes in the Nesif to the Rekiyah. There's no Shalmata, it's a mitzvah of mefarsim, it's a mitzvah to talk about David HaMelech, and to explain he did it an Azeris, it wasn't that serious. It was a Dvar Erva, okay. It was a Marisayan of an Eshetish. It wasn't an outside Eshetish. And not a Laharit Shuvah LeYochid. It's important to speak about it. But what he was requesting was that in the Oil of Mammoth, there's no longer any need in the Oil of Mammoth to talk, and the Sif to the Rikir to talk about his sin. So that was his request. The Lord was told, be Rabbanah. So the Baruch Hashem said, Shvikilo, okay. And the Sif to the Rikir, they're not allowed to talk about David HaMelech. Sure. Then David HaMelech requested, in the case in Yitesh HaRav, he kept every step that Rabbi Shlom gave into him. He said, forgive the Averis that I did the Shege, Shviki, love that. He said, forgive the Averis that I did the Nezid the Tzina, Shviki. Then he said, forgive the Averis that I did the Nezid the Pharisee, Shviki. Then he says, do me a favor, give me a break, they shouldn't, from the Sith to the Rikim, whatever, they shouldn't talk about the story of Hashem, I give it. Then he says, one last request, Rabbi Shlom, give me a break, you should leave out the story from Tanakh. Rabbi Shlom said, what, are you crazy? Leave out the story from Tanakh. It's already included in Tanakh. You can't even be Yaakov on ice from the Tanakh. And the Rabbi Shlom says, what do you mean? That when Sarah's name was Sarai, and I changed it to Sarah, so the Yud was complaining. That's how the Gemara says. Omar Yud shenatalti ni Sarai. I mean, with Tavayach, Kamashani, Mashaba, Yehoshua, Vahasabti, Lo Shenem, Avich, Moshe, Lo Shev, Dinun, Yehoshua. You can't take out a Yud from a passage in Tanakh. Do you want me to take out the whole parsha? No, the parsha is there. You can't do yoiker a parsha from the Tanakh. All the other things that Rabbi Shlomo was mevater on, and this is a strange gemara. It says, "Kol parsha kula vachas kama v'kama." Nothing doing. He can't be yoiker a noise from the Torah. Very intelligent. Here, the Mashal goes on a whole rush. It really has nothing to do with the Hemshach Gemara. It's done. An interesting comment. He says that the Gemara says in Masechus Sotah on the first parak and Agadah says, the Ish v'Isho, the Ish has the letter Yud, the Ish has the letter Hey, and that's the Shechina Shuri Benayim. That's when they get married, so there's a Hashuot Hashchina. The Gemara says, Harei Mekudesh is the Lishna de Rabbanon. The expression is only introduced by the Chachamim, but the concept that there is Kiddush in the marriage is the concept that the Reis and the Achreidim has different currents in the Gemara. So here Shechina Shuri Benayim. Unless there's no Shalom Bayis, then the Yud is Nistalik and the Hey is Nistalik, then there's going to be Eish and there's going to be friction, there's going to be Machloikis, there won't be any Shalom Bayis. So the Mashur says the Yud is supposed to be by the Zohar, Eish and the Hey is supposed to be by the Nekevah. So Sarah wasn't able to have any children called Man, her name was Sarai, because she had a Yud. This is Zohar HaZohar, that's an Ishtar and a Kevah. So he says when it was finally changed to Sarah, so good. So it's supposed to be a hay by a female, it's supposed to be a hay, so that's why she was able to have children later on. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says like that. Rashi HaChumash quotes Sarai, Eni Yoledes, Sarai Yoledes. So the Mashal says the reason why, because the Yud belongs by the Zohar, not by the Nekevah. He says, that's over here. And then he says, and that Yud was given over to Yeshua ben Nun. So the Gemara says, Yeshua ben Nun didn't have any children, even though the Yud belongs to the Zohar. So Yeshua ben Nun was a Zohar, but that was the Yud that originally was by Nekevah. And it wasn't right behind because it was a mitzvah, even though it was carried over to Yeshua, so from the time that his name had this Yud attached to it, he wasn't able to have any children. That's what his mom says, he didn't have any children. As Abati did have. I don't remember who it is. Uh-huh. He just didn't have any sons, the Gemara says, huh? I forgot about it. Is that Kasha on the Marsha? Yes. That's on the Marsha. So then the Gemara says that David HaMelech was felon. So HaMelech fell in. It was his own fault. And then he wanted forgiveness for the chesed. The Baruch one said, either you're going to burn in Gehenna, or you have to be Mekabel Yisurim by Elam Hazeh. He wanted to go to Gehenna. So he said, what do I have to be Mekabel? Okay. So he's going to punish him. Shisha Chadashim Nitzareh David. He was a Mitzorah for 6 months. And what happened when he's in the Torah? The Talke Hemenu Shechina. The Pirshim Hemenu Hasan Hezit. How do you know he was in the Tareya? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. How do you know the Talke Hemenu Shechina? Quotes the Pasuk. How do you know Pirshim Hemenu Hasan Hezit? The Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Then the Gemara says, and there you see that there were 6 months. So the Gemara quotes that there were two Pesukim. The one Pasuk says that David HaMelech was the king in Hebron for 7 years, the king in Yerushalayim for 33 years, Sachakol, 40 years, and he died at the age of 70, so everything started at the age of 30. Right. So, 7 years here, and 33 years over there. Then there's another passage that says, 7.5 years. It's a spirit. Was it 7 years, or was it 7.5 years? So the Torah says, it was really 7.5 years, but this 6 months, a half a year, of the 7.5 years, he was a Torah, but that didn't count. So the simple reading in the Gemara sounds like, sounds from the Gemara that they're saying, that the extra, the 6 months that he was a Messiah was in the Kufa of Hebron, before he went to Yerushalayim. So this is a problem because it's very mashman in Gemara, and all the Midrashim like that. The story with Bathsheba was when he was in Yerushalayim. It was later. It wasn't when he was in Hebron. What do you mean? He was in Kabul. You saw him as a kapare that he shouldn't stop in Gehenna. Kabul saw him by Lamazer. What do you mean? How did you see him earlier? What's the pshat? So the Chidor suggests the Teretz, and if he says he found it in some other form, kind of say Yerushalmi, then he finally finds quotes that Yerushalmi is mashma like that. The truth of the matter was he was really a melech. He was really a melech in Hebron Takeh for 7.5 years, and in Yerushalayim he was not a melech for 33 years. He was only a melech at his to make the cheshbon 32.5 years or something. So how come the pasuk says? How come the pasuk says 33 years? It was only 32.5 years. So the Yerushalmi says mishum kvod shel Yerushalayim. So they take the half a year and they added it on over here. So if he says the half a year that he wasn't functioning fully as a melech, that was really in Yerushalayim, and that's if he makes the whole cheshbon. So he's much of the gemara mitzuto. It's a simple reading of Agamar. It sounds like it was in the period of Hebron, and it can't be like that because the story with Bathsheba was later. So he reinterprets the Gemara. He says the Mishlah Melech and the Parashat Drachim has a whole essay about this Kasha and a Dreitzach and a Dreitzach, and he doesn't get out of it. And the Chidor thinks that this is a Mahalach Tefaren for the Kasha. Then the Gemara has the famous Agada, says this is the same thing with Gemara Shabbos. So David HaMelech asked the Baruch Shalom, okay, Shain, Ob Gekumen. I was in the Torah for 6 months. So now forgive me. So one comes out, forgive me. It doesn't quite, but I forgive me. So Amal says, no, but they're all humiliating me. Show everybody. Show everybody. Well, I'm not going to show them, not during your lifetime. I'm going to wait till after you die, during the lifetime of Shlomo HaMelech, I'm going to show you. The Gemara says, when was that? You show Shabbat Shlomo, say, I'm in this, finish Lachmas, Oren, of the Tosh of Adoshim, Dok Yishorim, Zebezeh. So Shlomo HaMelech said, Tzilus, and Tzilus, and Tzilus, that all, the 24 in honors all appear in Divan Yomim. All the tzitzis that he offered in the gates of the Kodesh HaKadoshim didn't open up. Until he said, Zocha Lachati David Avdecho, Miyad Nehmet. So at that time, after David HaMelech had already passed away, Yishlom HaMelech was Mechanach the Beit HaMikdash, that's when it became obvious that Kodesh Baruch Hu had truly forgiven David HaMelech for his sin. Then on this daf is a famous daf. You're missing 10 lines on the bottom. How come every daf goes all the way to the bottom? All the daf are the same length. And over here, 10 lines missing. So these 10 lines have to do with Yashke. And some of the editions, they have it printed. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has on the second wide line. The Gemara goes to Pasuk that's not existent. Vayelach Elisha Dameser. So the portion point out, there is no such Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Elisha was in Dameser. It doesn't say Vayelach Elisha Dameser. There is no such Pasuk. The Gemara said, what is he doing in Dameshek? He went to convince Gehazi that he should be chosen to the tshuva. Mar says, what was the whole story with Gehazi? Mar reviews the whole story. That Gehazi, I think you know Thomas Austin. Gehazi is one of the four Nanti, who lost the Elam Abba. Who were the four again? Zoyeg and Achitaifel were big Tamei Chacham. Gehazi was the Gabbai of Elisha Hanavi. He was sitting and learning all the time. And the fourth one was Bilam Arash.
Okay.
So the Gemara says that this, when Naaman, Sarfa Melech Aram had a Sarah, so the, he had a Jewish maid and he went to all the doctors in Aram and nothing helped. So she said, there's a Navi in Eretz Yisrael, Elisha Navi, he's a Baal Moses, he'll go, he'll be Mispalo to you and you'll get better. So he came to Eretz Yisrael and he comes to the Beis HaNavi and he wants him to be Mispalo. So the Navi says, no, he's not going to be Mispalo. He says, go take a bath in the yard. And he says, what do you mean? He gets angry. I bathed already and I'm on a far. He bathed in the clearest, purest waters. He went to all the big doctors. What are you telling me? Bederach HaTeva? Don't give me a refuah Bederach HaTeva. I want a nest. I need a nest. Bederach HaTeva, I tried already everything. And nobody tells him, no, you don't need anything. You just need Bederach HaTeva. Just go bathe in the yard. He goes and bathes in the yard and then he gets better. Of course, it was a nest. It wasn't it, but the Navi wanted it to tone it down. It should look as if it's not in it. So he was so appreciative, he wanted to pay him. The Masha says, like you pay a doctor. But you only pay a doctor if he does the Derech HaTeva. But doctor, the Chiddush Rebbe, doesn't write this, you're not supposed to pay any money. If he came to pay money, that's how the Masha says. If he came, you're not supposed to give a pigeon if he does net. You're not supposed to make money out of it. So he thought, the Navi tried to tone everything down, she looked at Derech HaTeva, just bathe in the yard and shine that, it'll get better than Derech HaTeva. But of course, Elisha had to be mispalo, because Derech HaTeva is not going to go away. So he came and he wanted to pay him money, like you pay a doctor, and Elisha says, no, I can't take the money, because it really was, he didn't want to tell him, it really wasn't it, it was the Derech HaTeva. So at that time, Elisha and Navi was learning with Gehazi, the Gabbai, they were learning Shmoneh Shvat. The Gemara says, Perich Manishwat. I don't think it means Perich Manishwat, not Secha Shabbat, but Perich Manishwat. That's all about Refuah of the Shabbat. It doesn't mean Perich Manishwat. It's not the Dinam of the Shmanishwat, Mamur Matar, that the 8 Shwatim, that I'm a Tami Bimaga, not the Master, that the Maisam, only those 8 Shwatim, and not other dead animals, I'm a Tami Bimaga, who the Master, Shmanishwat, only the Tami Bimaga, not the Tami Bimaga. So, Gehazi, well, was a little bit into learning, not so much into learning like Elisha, no, it was a little bit into learning. The Gemara says he used to give them a hard time. When Bochan came to learn by Elisha Navi, he used to learn Torah, to learn pick up Nevuah, so he used to chase them away. The Gemara says because after Gehazi disappears from the scene, so then it says, where is the pasuk? It says, Hamokam Tsar. Here on the 6th, 7th line. Hikadami Rabbana Dochem Mikame, he didn't allow the Talmidim to come to learn by Elisha. Shenem, Rabbi Yomer, B'nei Hanavim, after Gehazi disappeared, so they said, Al Elisha, Hinina Hamokam Mashanach Mirash Misham Lachanecha, Tsar Mimenu. It's very crowded. Well, how come it became all of a sudden so crowded after Gehazi disappeared? Because when he was around, he used to chase everybody away. He didn't let the Talmidim come. So that was one of the big averes that he did. Mar says he may have done even greater averes that had to do with the Avodah Zarah Mamash, but that was one of the good Gemaisim Tzaydim that he did. Mar seems to interpret the word Mimenu because of his Poshim Shad, Amokam Sher Anach Yosh Misham Lefanecho, the Beit Medrash, where we sit and learn, Tzar Mimenu, Mimenu means Me Anachnu. It's very crowded. We are very cramped in Mimenu from us. So they see, I think the Mashur, the other Mephoshim say, the Gemara is Darshani Mimenu from him, because of him. Because of him, it used to be empty. And now the Gehazi is gone, now it's crowded. Because everybody came in who wanted to come. So the Gemara says that Elisha Navi had been learning with Gehazi in Yanim of Shmoneh Shvat Mamur Matar, so he deserved the reward for what he learned. He deserved the punishment for that. There is that he deserved the reward for what he was learning. So the reward was going to be that he was going to get eight valuable things. So the Gemara tells the story. The story is in Tanakh. Nothing is really added over here. The Naaman offered a gift to Elisha Navi. He refused to accept it. And then Gehazi chased after him and he said, my Rebbe changed his mind. So then he said, I don't believe you. Swear to me that Elisha changed his mind. So he says, Hoyo. That he swears to him that he changed his mind. Mamet Ashla Sheker. He swears, make the Chil Hashem, that Elisha changed his mind. So he gave him clothing and he gave him cash. The Gemara says in Tanakh, it doesn't say that he gave him 8 things. It says he gave him clothing and he gave him cash. But because Elisha did deserve reward for the learning Shemana Shratzen with his Rebbe, that's why the Pasuk says that he took 8 things. It means he took enough money to buy all of these 8 things that he deserved to get as reward for the mitzvah. Person does mitzvah, person does other. So he gets reward for the mitzvah. He gets reward for the mitzvah, by the mazer. And over here he lost his other mabah. So the other is so good. So then the person says, Abba, I'm not sure how you make the right path of Shah Shom Rong. That was Gechaz Yishlosh of Bono. That was the punishment that Elisha cursed him. He said that Sarat, that Naaman had been cured from, should now, Tidbak, it should stick to you and to your children. So then the Gemara says, Gechaz, Elisha Navi was too stern with Gechaz. He shouldn't have been miraculous in so much. The Gemara says that a person should always be small Gechaz in the Karevi. You shouldn't be miraculous too much. So the Gemara says that Elisha HaNavi was too stern with Gechaz in the Talmud. The Gemara has Tarabam around the 10th wide line. It says, Sot Hashem. The line begins with the word Tarabam. The other says, Smo Dab Adin Karev. Not like Elisha Shadok of Gechaz in the Seya Dayim. The Gemara tells the whole story. So the 10 lines that are missing are about Rabbi Shua ben Parachya, who was the Rebbe of the Yoshkir, and the Girsa that's missing from the Gemara that the other editions have is that Yeshua ben Parachya lived in the same generation as Shin and Sheta. And the Yanai HaMelech was the brother-in-law of Shin and Sheta. The Gemara tells in Sanhedrin, he killed all the Rabban. He wiped out all the Rabban. The Gemara Kedushin says he killed all the Rabban. So Yeshua ben Parachya didn't want to hang around. He's going to be next. He's going to kill it. He ran away to Egypt. So then, Shimon Shetach sent a message in code to Rabbi Shua ben Parachya, he can come back, the coast is clear, Rabbi Shua ben is not killing any more Rabban. So on his way back, he stayed over at an inn, and he had Talmidim. Rabbi Shua ben Parachya had Talmidim. The one who Talmidim was Yoshua. When he came back, so they stopped off at an inn, and there was a Balabasta who was taking care of the rooms and giving them food. So the Talmud, Yoshua, commented on Eshetish, she's a good looking woman. So Shimon Prachi said, I've been terrorist, talks like that about an Eshetish, a good looking woman, what's the matter with you? So he kept on apologizing, he wouldn't accept the apology. You see, Merachikim, he said, he's not going to let him learn better. He goes to the Tabasur, he goes to the Tabasur. So the Gemara condemned Shimon ben Parachya, he shouldn't have been so stern with it. So he made a negative comment. So you straighten out the Talmud and then you go vital. That's the famous Agar. That's what the Yachrayim talk about. Obviously, this is not Yoshke, because the Yoshke that Hamakut supposedly was born in the year zero. Supposedly. Around about that. Yishuv ben Parachya, Shimon ben Shetach, Yan HaMelech, these were people that was way before. So, Shimon ben Shetach, these were from the Zudis. These were the cook of the Zudis, who was way before, because the dates don't fit. Must have been another person with the name Yoshke. There were different people with the name Yoshke. So it's Ananda Yoshke. It's not the same as Yoshke. It's the same as Yoshke ever existed. This is not it. And this week's Seder we have in Parashat Bo, you have the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So the Pesach introduces it, the Pesach and Shrine, with the expression Nishku Kulachem Tzom Mishpachatech and Mishachatu HaPasach. What does it mean, Nishku? So Nishku means different interpretations. Yeah. So the Mechilta has one interpretation, Nishku Yidechem Yavadizor, that the Tzom will worship by the Mitzrim, so by shechting the Tzom, this is a demonstration that they don't subscribe to the Yavadizor. It was a heroic act. The Shehen Yizbach Hashem Alkeinu Tavis Mitzrayim Aloyis Tzulunu Nizbat Einayim Aloyis Tzulunu. So the Jews were not afraid, so they tied up the behemoth to the bed for 4 days. Chatnochem on the 10th of the month, there was the Mitzchah Mibarotza, and they were telling all the neighbors what it is, they're going to shecht it. So it was a heroic act demonstrating that they don't subscribe to Avodah Zarah. So the Yosamech has a famous Kiddush where he writes that not only do I rush off from Pesach Mitzrayim, even the Doris, the carbon pesach that we bring in all the future generations is also, in a certain sense, a carbon hager. He has a mishnah in Sochin that is a machlokes bishamay bishilo. Hager shen is God, the erev pesach, is he allowed to bring the carbon pesach? Why not? Why shouldn't he bring the carbon pesach? So we pass him the rabbanim. He's not allowed to bring the carbon pesach. And then I tell his mechitzah to bring the carbon pesach. And there's a mitzvah kodesh if you don't bring the carbon pesach. And the rabbanim, we don't permit him to bring the carbon pesach. The Gemara gives this in Yerushalmi, Zavtzari, there's an example of Yeshkech Yavachonim, like a dog in a turd, the Shevi Altasa. Like when Rosh Hashanah calls down on Shabbos, you don't blow Shekel, and on Sukkot, you don't shake the Lulav. So to over here, Gershon has got their Pesach, he's not permitted with the Rabbanah to bring the Kod Pesach, why not? But this explains, because he may have gone to a funeral the day before, and then he was a Goy, a Goy's not the Kabbal Tuna, and then when he's Gayer, so he saw her, so he's speaking in Atar, he saw her, he's obligated to bring from Pesach, but he'll remember next year, last year I went to a funeral the day before El Pesach, and the next day I brought the from Pesach, and he may not understand that last year he was in Atar, he's not a Kabbal Tuma, this he is a Kabbal Tuma, so he made it there with the Rabbanon, the Shammah family is not concerned about that, people are intelligent enough to understand, he's not a Kabbal Tuma. They still are more realistic, and they say no. That we have to make a exam in the Rabban. We don't allow them to bring the carbon test. So the Yosemech is bothered with the kasha. The Gemara says in Tzitzis on that person and Aleph that a ger is not permitted to eat any carbon until he brings the carbon hager. Every ger has to bring an oiler, either an oiler behema, an oiler soy. An oiler soy is much less expensive than oiler flame. So the Mishnah says to bring an oiler soy. But before he brings the carbon oiler, the carbon hager, he's not allowed to eat any carbon. Is still considered like a mechutzis kippur, still considered like a partially like a nachri, you can't eat. So that's the derech hamelech. This whole mishnah in Sochin is not to be understood. The mishnah says he was nisgar ba'al pesach. It doesn't say he brought the korban hager and he wants to participate in the korban pesach. Wait a minute, he can't participate in the korban pesach before he brings the korban hager. That should be specifically for his to cover his gerus. Our forefathers became Gerim and Har Sinai with Lila and Trila and Har Soad Domin, the Kodin. So to Ladare, a Ger throughout all the generation has to have Lila and Trila. And according to Lila, he's the Pasuk that the Manazeli have the ability to be the Kabbal Gerim despite the fact that he can't bring the Kodin. Pasuk says Ladare Sechem, otherwise we would have thought he can't bring the Kabbal Gerim if I'm showing this on the English time. So that's what the Arsamech is. How is it the whole story in the Mishnah is missing? On a time. What's the whole discussion with Shammah and Bissel? They forgot to mention that he brought the Korban Hager. So the Asamech has this Chiddush, the Korban Pesach itself serves as the Korban Hager. And every year, when every Jew brings it, not only for a Ger HaMizgar, doesn't only mean that for the Ger, he can be Yotze the Korban Hager by bringing Korban Pesach. Every Jew who brings the Korban Pesach every year is considered as if we are renewing our Geris every year. Everyone is Jewish. Has to renew the Gerus. So by our bringing the Korban Pesach every year, we are subscribing to monotheism and rejecting the Avodah Zarah, all the Avodah Zarah. The Korban Pesach represents one of the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, but we're rejecting all